Hello, this is Gilbert from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
Hey Gilbert, I'm doing great. This is Greg at AM1. I've got a customer for you. Phone number 706-601-7213. James Howard was looking for a $40,000 loan, no offers, credit's in the low 500s, and he needs some credit repair.
Sure, absolutely. Can't take it from now.
Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Gilbert from the Credit Pros. How are you doing today?
All right, how about you?
Fine, thank you so much for asking. And then I thought that you were transferred over to us to improve your credit because your current credit score is not high enough to qualify for a loan with affordable interest rates, right?
No, not that I know of.
Okay, well, we are an A-plus rated credit restoration company by the Better Business Bureau. We've been in business for more than 10 years, so I'm pretty sure that we can help you to improve your credit situation, okay? Is this the first time that you have applied for a loan, or have you been denied before?
This is the first time I'm playing.
Okay, and do you know your credit score?
No, not really.
Okay, then let me go ahead and make a soft pull on your Equifax credit summary to see what is being reported and then came up with a game plan on what we can do to improve your credit situation together, okay? All right, so may I have your address, please?
230 Wesley Avenue, Thomaston, Georgia.
Do you mind to spell the name of the street for me, please?
Wesley.
In Atwood, Georgia, you told me, right?
No, Thomaston, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah, Thompson, Thomaston.
Okay.
GA.
And it's 2:30, right? Okay.
Yes, 2:30.
Okay, thanks. Just give me a sec, please. Okay, and may I have your date of birth, please?
6581.
6/5/1981. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And what about your social?
252-495-8300.
Thanks. And what do you do for a living?
Welder.
I see. Okay, now I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. Those are going to be only security questions, okay? It's just to be sure that I'm reviewing your credit score and not anyone else's, okay? Some of the questions may sound like out of the blue, and some of the questions may not even apply to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, then let's get started. According to your credit profile, you may have opened a mortgage loan around April 2020. Who's the
A
lender?
mortgage loan?
Yes. Or you don't
No.
recall opening? Okay.
No,
Okay.
I don't have no mortgage loan.
Okay. And you may have opened an auto loan around October 2022. Yes or no?
No.
You don't open a loan to buy a car on October
No.
2022. Okay.
No,
And
sir.
which of the following is a current or previous employer of yours? Luck Industrial Constructions, Olas, Max
that's mine.
Real. Excuse me?
The Lock Industrial Contractors is my business.
Okay, that's your opinion. The Lock Industrial Construction, right? Okay.
Yeah.
And the name of the county for the address that you just gave me?
Upson.
Okay. And do you remember having a phone number ending in 0331?
No.
No? Okay. And just give me a second. We're just waiting for the second round of questions, okay?
All right.
Okay, and you may have opened an auto loan on September 2021, yes or no?
I don't know. I'm not sure with who.
You're not sure?
No.
From a couple of years ago. Nothing, you didn't ask for anything with the Delta Community Credit Union? Okay.
Community credit, yeah.
And who's the lender for this account?
The lender? It's over with, I think. Yeah, I don't have it no more. I got it, but it's like paid off.
Yes, but who was the lender for that account then?
What do you mean, the lender?
Yes. Who gave you the money to buy a car on September 2021?
To buy the car? Oh, no, I ain't bought no car now.
So you don't ask for money to buy a car on September 2021?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, and did you open a mortgage on September 2021?
No. No, sir. I don't have no mortgage loan. Never have.
And your business is under your name, or do you have any partners?
No, it's under my name.
I see. And for how long have you been operating the business, I mean?
Oh, since 2016.
I see.
Yeah, a little here and there, you know.
Okay, Mr. Howard, I already have your credit score in front of me. Are you ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Just to be on the same page, remember the highest credit score that anyone can get, it's 850. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Currently yours, it's 576. So, what is being reported in here? Well, I can see, and this is something that it's not quite good, I see 16 hard inquiries.
16?
Okay. 16. So there's 16 lenders or creditors that make a hard pull on your credit score. So at least 16 times that you ask for a loan or a credit with a financial institution, And every time that they do a hard pull on your credit score, it may affect your credit score, okay?
Yeah.
Also, I can see a 38 minor delinquencies, which is a fancy name for late payments, okay?
No.
There's also 5 major derogatory trade lines. Those are accounts past due for between 60 to 90 days. Okay? So that represents...
No?
Okay. Well, that represents the 48% of your trades ever delinquent. And also, okay, there's 2 debts already on collections for 2,981.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So this is what has been holding you back. Were you aware of any of those items?
No, I was not.
I see. Okay. Then what we can start doing to improve your situation? Well, first of all, you will have access to your unique client portal, okay? That's where you can see the improvement on your credit score 24/7. There you can see all the negative items that is being reported so far with all the 3 credit bureaus at the same time, okay? Also, you will see the new positive items that we can start adding at your credit report, okay?
Okay.
And also, if you find something on your credit score that you thought that may be misleading, outdated, unverifiable, or inaccurate, we can dispute those negative items on your behalf, okay? In other words, we will help you to clean up your credit score, okay?
Okay.
Also, we can start adding some positives at your credit report. Basically, it's going to be using your recurrent monthly payments, okay? On your same web portal, you will have a tool that you can use to scan your bank account and your payment transactions looking for your recurrent monthly payments, like your phone bill, your internet bill, and even online services like Netflix or Prime, okay? So we can start adding all those positives at your credit report to make some balance, you know? We want to get some more control positives on your credit report to help you to boost up your credit, okay? And
okay.
Well, do you have your own place or are you paying rent?
I pay rent.
Okay. We can also use your rent payments and report it as good credit history. Okay?
Okay.
Again, the name of the game is add as much control positives at your credit report. Okay? Those good payments, those recurring payments can help you to increase your credit score even faster than only paying your debts. Make sense?
Okay.
Also, you will have access to a couple of financing tools. One of them is a TradeLine with the nationalcreditdirect.com of up to $5,000. Okay? This TradeLine is only to be used directly through their website. Okay? It's only to use online purchases through their website. There you can find, I don't know, electronics, smartphones, appliances, smart TVs. But the main purpose of this line of credit, again, is that you can report good monthly payments. Okay? It's another positive that we are going to be adding at your credit report. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
There's also a couple of financing tools in there. One of them is something that we call the Loan Wizard, okay? There you can find third-party loan companies that are more likely to work with you with your current credit standing, okay? There you can see the loans that you may apply for, okay? The ones that you may qualify for. Of course, the sooner you start improving your credit score, then you may have a better interest rates options, okay? But like I said, there you can find third-party loan companies more likely to work with you on your current credit standing, okay? And there's also a credit card wizard where you can also find a third-party credit card companies more likely to work with you on your current credit standing, okay? There you can, in the app, you can only place your current credit score, and then you will see the options that may be available for you, and you may choose if you want to apply for any of them, okay?
Okay, okay.
And because of the 35% of your credit score is based on your payment history, okay? So the payments for the service will be reported as if you were paying a loan, okay? Now, you won't receive any money from the creditors, okay? And if you cancel, the positive reporting will be discontinued. Makes sense, right? But it will look like if you were paying a loan on time, okay? And that will help you to attract other lenders, to attract other creditors when they see the positive reporting month after month and when they see that you're being approved. Make sense?
Okay. Yes, sir.
So with that being said, the price for our services is $149. That's the initial fee. And that will remain as your monthly payment. Okay? There's no contract, there's no obligation, there's no long-term obligations. You pay for the services as you go. And once that you achieve the credit score that you want and need, then you can cancel it. Okay? If for whatever reason you don't have the $149 today, I can give you the option to get enrolled for only $12.95 today, and I can give you a couple of weeks by now to cover the $149. But I don't know what will be easier for you, if getting enrolled with the full $149 or only $12.95.
Well, I really don't have nothing right now today. It'll be the end of the week.
So you don't have the $149 today? Okay, then it's going to be only for only $12.95, right? Okay, may I have your card information? Excuse me?
That's what I'm saying. I don't have it. I don't have $12.99 today.
You don't have the $12.95?
Okay. No, I'm trying to get a loan working.
I see.
I get paid every week.
I see. Then what I can do only is for the week, so you may have the money until Friday, right?
Yes.
Friday 28. Well, what I can do is to save you the spot for $1 today and charge you the $149 on the 28th. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So may I have your card information, please?
You have to call me back. My wife's got it. I got to get it from my wife. She didn't leave it with me. Of course.
But I'm pretty sure that in the app from your bank, you can see your card information.
Yeah. I don't know. It won't give me the card, whole card information. I got to have all of it on.
It's up to you. We can use debit or credit. That's fine. And I thought that information of any of your cards should be on your bank's application on your cell phone.
Okay. say, what is it? They're going to pull a dollar today?
Yes, only a dollar today. And the 149,
okay,
it's up to you. If we can charge it on the Friday 28th or until May the 5th.
Okay. May the 5th, 4? I'm going to give you a number.
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. Again,
you
what is the number? No.
Okay. 4403 93 yeah 9 3 4 4 okay 7 2 5 5 okay 17 at 58 17 88 no 17 58 5 8
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me read it back to you to be sure that I get it straight. I got 4 4 0 3 9 3 4 4 7 2 5 5 1 7 5 8.
Yes, right.
Great. And expiration date?
6/28.
6/28. All right. The CVV number or the security number?
306.
306. Okay.
Yes,
just give me a sec. Okay, and for the 149, it's up to you. I can place the payment for this Friday, 28th, or in two
the
weeks,
fifth.
On the 5th on May. Okay, got it.
Yeah, do it on
May the
5th. Yeah.
May the 5th, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be also Friday, okay.
All right.
Just give me a sec, please. Okay, I will just need to go over our credit card disclosure. We need your authorization in order to process an initial payment of $1 to be charged today. Standard procedure dictates that cards resulting in a decline will be subject to reattend for enrollment. We will not overdraft your account if the funds are not available, okay?
Okay.
Just give me a sec. And also, I don't know if you have some pen and paper. I'll be happy to give you our phone number.
All right.
And even so, I thought that somebody will try to reach you prior to May the 5th to help you to set up your portal. Remember that I told you that you will have your unique client portal, okay, where you can see your information and what we can start adding. Okay. It's
800-411. Yes.
3050, so 3050.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, good.
But even so, as I mentioned before, somebody will try to reach you before just to confirm the enrollment and to help you to set up your account, okay?
All right.
Hey, Mr. Howard, any other question that you may have for me before letting you go?
When I get to set my portal up?
Yes, the portal will be active once that you pay the full enrollment, okay? then somebody from one of my co-workers will help you to set it up. You will, but in the meantime, be thinking about a password from 8 digits, at least one capital letter and one special number, okay? Mm-hmm. And once that we set up your account in 2 weeks by now, as I mentioned before, you will have access to your credit information, so you can select anything that you thought that shouldn't be there, so we can start the disputing process, okay? And then you will have access to all the tools that I mentioned, okay? And they can help you start adding your, as I mentioned, your recurring monthly payments, okay? Your rent payment, your phone bill, your internet bill, among others, to start having more positives on your credit report, okay?
All right.
And then also you will have access to the financial tools that I mentioned, including the trade line with the nationalcreditdirect.com, okay?
All right.
Great. Any other question that you may have for me, Mr. Howard?
That'll be all. Thank you.
Okay, then thank you so much for taking the time for this call, Mr. Howard. Have a good one.
All right, you too, Ben.
Bye-bye.